Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Chof Ches, the 128th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a short and yet very powerful Mizmor. It is something which we should be very familiar with, in fact, in many parts of our lives. This Mizmor is the ninth of the Shir HaMaalot. It's 9 out of 15, and it is made up of 6 psukim and divided into 2 equal sections, the first 3 psukim and the last 3 psukim. The first 3 psukim seem to be focusing on the praise of a person who serves Hashem. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem ha'olech bidrachov. Praiseworthy the person who serves Hashem and walks in his ways. And the second one, the second section, is the blessing for the person who serves Hashem. Hinei chein yovorach gover yirei Hashem. Let these be the blessings of the person who fears Hashem. The theme is pretty straightforward, that this mizmor is about a person who fears Hashem and the incredible brachos and consequences that a person will see in such a lifetime. And these include success in one's endeavors, yegia kapecho kisochel, healthy and happy family, a spouse, children, and even grandchildren, rerei vonim levon echo, and seeing the good of Yerushalayim in peace all the days of life. There is a very clear parallelism between the first and second section. If we split the mizmor down the center, three psukim, they match each other almost exactly. The first pasuk in each section describes the person who's the Yirei Hashem, the person who fears God, and it describes that person from the outside perspective. So it's talking about him, not to him. Ashrei kol Yirei Hashem ha'olech b'drachov is how the first pasuk goes. And the first pasuk, the second section, which is pasuk Dalet, reads, Hinei chichen yivorech gov Yirei Hashem. Blessed will be the person who serves, who fears Hashem. Then, in the next two psukim, in both of the sections, the voice turns towards this person and gives him the direct consequences and blessings. So yegia kapecha kisochel. That's the work of your hands, the striving of your hands, you will eat. In the second sections, yivorechecha Hashem mitzion. Hashem will bless you from Zion. And in fact, both of them talk about children. The first one is bonecha kish silei zesim. The children are like these olive shoots. And the second one is Urei Vonim Levonecho, Shalom al Yisrael. There's a clear parallelism in terms of these two sections. What is interesting is from this parallel, we see a few interesting ideas develop. And that they're not exactly parallel in terms of the ideas. The first section seems to be talking privately, personally, a person's wife, a person's children. The second section talks about seeing the good of Zion, or Tzion, and Yerushalayim, seeing peace on Israel. The scope shifts national, which in a certain sense is the responsibility of every Jew. They see themselves as an individual, as a family unit, and they also expect to stretch their consciousness and see themselves as part of a greater whole, feeling the pain and the joy of the greater nation as well. And that the first section focuses more on the natural consequences of the Yirei Hashem's lifestyle, whereas the second one talks about the bracha that such a person gets. Almost as if these parts, the second section, is not the natural consequences, but the blessings above and beyond what a person would be earning. It should be noted that there's an agricultural metaphor in this mizmor, and that is the description of family is seen as a vine, and the children are seen as olive shoots. Meaning to say this vibrance, this growth, this closeness. It could also be relating to the fact that this mizmor might have been said to an agrarian society, or perhaps even broader, this was one of the Shir HaMaalot which was said at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on those ma'alos, on those steps in the Beis HaMikdash, and Sukkos is situated naturally in the year at the end of the agricultural cycle when people have come in with their earnings, they're feeling secure, they're feeling like the year has given them their good, and this is the point where a person looks back on that. And that's going to be actually interesting in terms of an important aspect of where this mizmor appears in our davening at the end of cycles of success. One very interesting point that the Ibn Ezra raises is that this mizmor is not simply talking about doing good only, it's about doing good and not doing bad. So he explains that when it says Yirei Hashem, a person who's a fearer of God is a person avoiding negative. A person who is Ha'olech Bidrachov, who walks in his ways, is when a person does positive actions to Hashem. It's not just living in fear and not doing, and it's not just only doing good with no fetters or boundaries. It's both together, mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh, which make this person exemplary. And of course, at the end, we should be hearing, as Rav Amos Chacham points out, the last two psukim, we should be hearing the echoes of Birkas Kohanim, where we hear the first word of Pasuk Hey is Yivrecha Hashem, and the last words are Shalom al Yisrael. There seems to be embedded into this the natural blessing of the Birkas Kohanim in a certain permutation over here. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, it's not clear that this is referring to a specific historical event, but the Radak does say that this is referring to a person who is Yirei Hashem, who fears Hashem in Golus, in exile. And the reason this is important to understand this is that he merges the private and the national in this mizmor. He looks towards the end and we hear about this person who is going to see the good of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, and Shalom al Yisrael, and he understands that this is the kind of person who's working and living at a time when it's difficult, when it's not easy, when it isn't clear that Hashem is with the nation of Israel nationally. And therefore he is actually turning and hoping that this is going to be part of his service, his individual service is going to be part of the greater whole. Where does this appear in our davening, in our tefillah? So it appears at the end of the V'yitzeh Necha prayer on Motzei Shabbos. It is said at the end of the Shabbos and looking forward to the new week with the hope that all these brachos will actually happen. The Yigia Kapecho, the toil which is about to happen in the new week, will ultimately have the blessing of Hashem. Yekas actually have a special tune for it. The German Jews sing this in a very specific tune, as is said on Motzei Shabbos. It is also added to the Kriya Shema Lamit at the very end, at the end of a day. Again, the end of the cycle, a person looks back on the day and sees the blessing in one's life. That's when one also says it. And it is also the minhag of some to say it at a bris, and Yekas do say it under the chuppah as well. Again, these are starts and ends of very important processes. We're going to focus on one pasuk or two psukim in the spotlight. Those are the first two psukim. That's Shir HaMaalos. This is a song of ascent. Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem Ha'alech Midrachov. Praiseworthy is all those who fear Hashem and walk in His ways. Yagia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrecha V'Tovlach. They will the fruit of their toil they will eat, and they'll be praiseworthy and good for you. So what is this referring to? What is this earning that we are describing? A few just interesting reference points. First is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, when Ben Zoma famously talks about four attributes in a person and what their real attribute is. And he talks about, famously, Ezehu Ashir, who is a person who's truly wealthy. And he says, Asomeach Bechelka, a person who's happy with what they have. Now, nobody can take that away. They are able to be happy with Mistapek B'muat, with what they have in front of them. And what is the Pasuk this Mishnah quotes? Is Shene'emar, as it says, Yagia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrecha V'tovlach. Because the fruit of your toil you'll eat and it'll be good for you. That's one dimension of this Pasuk. Another Mishnah in Perek Avos actually takes us one step further. The Mishnah in Perek Vav, the Perek of Kinyan HaTorah, discusses how this is perhaps a different perspective. The Mishnah tells us that the way of the Torah is Pas B'melach Toachal, a person will eat bread with salt, very simply, Maim B'mashur Tishta, will eat, drink water out of a measuring cup, V'al Oritz Tishan, and sleep on the earth, V'chayu Tzar Tichy, and live an uncomfortable life, V'atara to Amel, and spend time in the Torah. And it says, if a person does this, imata oisekein, ashrecha v'toiv lach. It will be good for you. Meaning to say, this Mishnah is saying that it's not about necessarily success. It's not necessarily about the next frontier. It's about being happy with what one has. It doesn't mean to say that one naturally has to pursue such a lifestyle. But when those lifestyles in their different variations appear in our lives, as we are trying to do good things, we should appreciate that perspective as well. One last perspective from Chazal is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph tells us the name of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami in the name of Ula, that Godol Hanena Miyagia Kapov Yoser Miyarei Shemaim. It is better to be a person who's benefiting from the acts of their hands, the work of their hands, than a person who's a Yirei Shemaim. And it quotes our pasuk because it describes by the Yirei Hashem. It only says it says by Yirei Shemaim. It says Ashrei Ha'ish Yirei Hashem. Praiseworthy such a person. By the person who's working, it says, Yegia Kapecho Kisoichel Ashrecho V'Tovloch Ashrecho Bo'olam Hazeh V'Tovloch Lo'olam Haba. That it refers to that there's not just Ashrei, but it's also the fact that the person is going to get the world to come. What does it really mean? Rav Kook in his explanation on the Gemara in Ein Hayah explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu naturally endowed humanity with this incredible motivating force, and that is the person enjoys what they earn. And that's part of the problem in society today, is that we are shortcutting the earning process. We are making it much easier to buy fast foods, to watch movies instead of read books, to enjoy the outcomes rather than the investments. And the more we actually only get to the outcomes without the investments, the less we're activating this element in our inside of ourselves. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that it's nice and it's good to have Yiras Shemayim, to have Yiras Hashem, of course. but the theory is not nearly as important as the practice, which is leading a life where a person has decided to invest, to try to turn that Yiras Shamayim into action and into investment, and sometimes even into suffering and sacrifice in order to be able to get to the outcome. One last point, and this is the Me'ar Shilach, on the same Pasuk points out in the Likutim on Tehillim, he says a very beautiful thing, and that is that there's two types of people. There are people who are born naturally edel, not with their own innate compass of Yiras Hashem, and those people have to work at it. And he says, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem. Praiseworthy, you know, the people are born wonderful, they know the direction they're going, they're pointing true north from day one, they were always very special people, wonderful people, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem. But a person who's Yegia Kapecha, a person who's to work, this is not necessarily about work in the world, this is work on the soul, this is plowing the soul, understanding and getting to Yiras Shamayim. That's Ashrei Chavatolach, that's even more than the simple Ashrei at the beginning, it's even good for you. Meaning, in a certain sense, a person who inherits a more complex character set is at a greater advantage in the sense that they can now earn who they should and could become. And that's what's being said over here in the Mizmor. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.